Chazal Maseches Titus tell us an incredible thing. It says, "Lihoya yom toivim Yisrael." Mamash peladig a Chazal. Kit. Which 2 days? Yom Kippurim and Chamisha Asavah. Now, if I ask anyone what the chashiv to Yom Tov on the list of Yom Tovim, they would say Yom Kippur. If I asked you what was the least important Yom Tov from all the Yom Tovim, I think you'd say Chamisha Asavah. Yet Chazal and Maseches Titus say that there was the two greatest Yom Tov. Oh yeah, Yom Tov, Yisrael, ki yom kippur v'chamisha asabah. I think every bacher, I think it's pushing it, no? You know, is there anything happening today besides skipping Tachnan?
Yeah.
What?
I'm
told by anything in your life happening. I'm telling you, Abadon is advanced. People have Budavu by Yoyos and Benazil. There's many things going on today. I'm talking about in halacha, not what people are. In halacha, there's no ramifications to your life. Besides for what? No tachan. Yom Kippur, I think, is a little more encompassing. So the Mitzchazal tells us there's an element of Chamisha Asaba'av that is the Ein of Yom Kippur. And I'd like to explain that to you. So first of all, what is the Yom Kippur Chamisha Asaba'av? So the Gemara actually gives a few reasons. I'm going to talk about one reason today. The Gemara gives a reason because that's when the Meisei Midbar stopped. That means, I'm sure everyone here is aware, that what was the punishment by the Meraglim? Anyone remembers what the punishment by the Meraglim was? Is that every single year that left Mitzrayim is what? Is not going into Eretz Yisrael. Are you familiar with that?
The last year.
Somehow in the last year, they all stopped on Tu B'Av. Zarachab something. Everybody said, if everyone died, that's how it stopped. Is that such a yantif? By the way, the Poskim asked this question on Lag B'Omer. The Poskim asked on Lag B'Omer, we celebrate Lag B'Omer, why? Because Tamid Yom Kippur stopped dying. They don't know why they stopped dying. There's no more left. Is that such a yantif? The Poskim asked that question, and obviously the Poskim gave answers that they didn't die 33 days straight. Lag B'Omer. Many, many different answers. This is the Shaykh. So the Shaykh have the same kash over here. Oh, the Gemara says two bombs are major yantif. You know why? Because the people stop being nifter. My friend, what's the godless that they stop being nifter if what? If they all die down. So there's a Rashi there that brings an absolutely mind-boggling story about how the Meisei Midbar were nifter. You might have heard this, you might have never heard this. You look up the Rashi, Maseches Titus, Lamed Amud Beis. You familiar with this? So Rashi says, imagine when you wake up, there's 600,000 people dead. That's like 600,000 out of 600,000. Obviously, the kids wouldn't be alive. Can you imagine what kind of matzah that would be? Like, do we know you? All the Masaskim would run out of those chairs, no? You know those Avelos chairs? 600,000 families sitting shiva. So Rashi says the Eibush thought of that. And the Eibush said, I'm not going to kill 600,000 people in 1 year. I'm going to kill 600,000 divided to 40 years. Quick math. How many people each year? 15,000 people a year. 15,000 people a year are going to be nifter. Listen to what Rashi brings from Chazal. He brought down others as well, but I'm quoting a Rashi because everyone knows Gemara Rashi. 15,000 people nifter each year. But listen to how it happened. Everyone knows what night was the Meraglim Aveir done? Tisha B'Av. Every year, says Rashi in the name of Chazal, Tisha B'Av night, a Basko came out and said these words. L'chu v'kvoriyat z'atzmachem. Everyone go bury yourselves. The first year, 60,000 people dug kvarim. That's not what this was. And they all laid down in their kvarim. That means they all put on tachrichim. If you know what tachrichim are, that's the Yishmaka white pajamas dead people wear. And they all went to lay down. And guess what happened the next morning? 585,000 people jumped up and 15,000 people stayed dead. This went on for 40 years. The next year, do a quick math, 585,000 people went to sleep, 570 stood up. This went on every single year. So what happened the last year? So let's talk about the last year in the Midbar. How many people were left? Quick math. last year?
15,000
people. So what do you think happened that night, everyone? So this is what Chazal tells. Crazy thing. They all went and died. Now, why don't we just imagine, at this point, the probability is pretty high. You're going to die, right? If 50,000 out of 50,000 people are going to die, the probability is very high, right? So imagine, everyone, what happened in the houses the night before. So everyone was there eating. I'm sure they made a favorite, you know, the husband's favorite supper. He liked his sesame chicken and, you know, and french fries for sure. A great one. And the irony is, you think anyone had an appetite? The father's going to be dead in like a few minutes. And then he goes ahead, he puts on his kittel with his white pajamas, and everyone walks in. Also, so do you think that these people were like in their own levias? They walked in their own levias. It's like amazing. They could have heard their owners pay them. It's fascinating. So these people walk. Right? Like all these 50,000 people, their families walk them. They lay down. The kids put out a little dust to be kind of a mitzvah kura. And said good night. Again, good night, good night. Last time, good night. It must have been a very interesting, you know, saying good night for the last time. The next morning, guess what happened? As the sun came up, all those 15,000 people found themselves alive. They pop up and they see another 15,000 people running around in white pajamas. And they said, what happened? It must have been the what? It was a mistake in the calendar. It must have the wrong day. So that night, what happened? The same program again. Everyone went ahead, they had the favorite supper again. The kids walked them again to their place, and they went, they laid down, and everyone was expecting the next morning. And guess what happened? They were alive again. They did this for 6 days. But the night of Tu B'Av, they looked up and the moon was full. What happens in the middle of Chodesh? The moon was full. At that point, could it still be that it was Tisha B'Av? Well, it's for sure after Tisha B'Av. So they chapped. Now what happened? Amazing happened. And their tefillahs were answered. You can imagine, what do you think they were doing in that cave hall, in that cave hall, every night? They were davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I heard a pshat once. What do you think the first 585,000 people did? Who? Very good. Excellent. Why all the other years when they davened, there were tefillahs not answered? This year, when there was only 15,000 tefillahs answered, everybody says a poshut, the lesson you need to remember. There's a difference when someone davens when there's a chance, and there's a difference when someone davens when he is in his grave. All the other years, when there's even 30,000 people, 45,000 people, what did everyone say? It's not me, right? Someone else is going to die. And when you daven like that, it's not very strong tefillah. But these 15,000 people, they were in the hole, they knew they're dying. The level of their tefillah machrim was beyond. And by the way, they all broke the gezeirah. You have to understand this. Those 15,000 people never died. It's a good trivia question. Someone's going to ask you, they were going to Tzisrael. Any Yidin that ever went to Tzisrael, the answer is yes. The last 15,000 Yidin, because of their tremendous kriyas tefillah, broke a gezeirah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu paskin. Because Baruch Hu said, you're not, none of you, 600,000 among the dead soul. And what ended up happening? 15,000 people ended up going into dead soul. Bachrim, one second, I'll answer. You have to understand, it was a tremendous chizuk. So much so, you can all imagine, that Moshe Rabbeinu came to Kodesh Baruch Hu, what did he ask? Kodesh Baruch Hu, you were going to exera on me, not to go into dead soul. What about these 15,000 yidden? You understand? How this was, I'm sure this is part of Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. It's unbelievable. So what is the chizuk of Tu B'Av? What's the yantif? Yantif's not that they stopped. The yantif was that 50,000 people that were supposed to die did not die. So what's the simcha by saying? That even if Chas V'Shalim a yid has a gezerah on their head. You listening? A yid has a gezerah, chmono, it's time to die. What does the koyach tefillah, what could a person do? He can actually daven and what? Undo it. Well, now if I ask you, we said that the two greatest days of the year are Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av. What's the common denominator between Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av? What happens every Yom Kippur? We come to Kodesh Baruch Hu, maybe we have a gezeira on our heads, a chas v'shalom, what should happen, right? What do we say? Because Baruch Hu, go ahead and change it. Chas v'shalom is a gezeira, I'm going to do tshuva, I'm going to be better this year. Your kippur has the ability for a person to take his gezeira din and what? And change it. So too, what could happen? On Tuma Av is a tremendous yantiv. It's not a yantiv that you have to have a sukkah. It's a yantiv to mechazik the levavus of Klal Yisrael. Even if chas v'shalom, there's a gezeir on it. You know what kind of chizik that is? A person can be gepaskent already for something. There's an ability for a yid through his koyach hatfila to overcome that. That's not a chizik. That's not a simcha. That's not a reason to be happy. When did we learn this lesson? On Tu B'Av. When we went outside, and what happened? We saw the moon, and it's full out. We knew that it wasn't a mistake. That was the day that Klal Yisrael had the chizik. It was Bachar. I'm asking you for one thing, to take out one thing. To remember. You know, I'm going to give you a very quick example. All of you are starting Zifta next time. You know that some Bachim will go to new yeshivas and they're very matzliach. Some Bachim go to yeshivas and they are very not matzliach. You ever wondered why? Why? The Gemara asks the question, not about chavrusas. The Gemara, I think it's Rosh Hashanah, asks, how come two people can have the same illness? And you want to ask, one person ends up jumping off his bed and has a full shalem, and one person ends up dying. Frekti Gemara, what's the difference? Gemara says, because this one's tefilasle was shlema, whole, and this was not. And Rashi says, kavana. And the answer Rashi tells us is, because one had kavana, one didn't. What does that mean? Eli Lapian and others are masber, it means he believed in his koyach hatfila. I'm not going to go around the room and ask everyone, but how many Bachim daven that they should find a good chavrusa next year? How many Bachim daven that they should be moitzi chen in their Rebbe's eyes, and that the Rebbe should be moitzi chen in their eyes? Do you understand that it's all about tefillah? I'll tell you a quick ma'isa, and then we have to start. There was a Bachar in Mishmedrish Gubayah. Everyone knows what chavrusa tomel is, right? Chavrusa tomel, where everyone gets chavrusa. He was a kind of bacher. He was a regular good guy. Somehow, no one understood. The story goes back 20, 30 years ago. No one understood. He always got the best chavrusas. The best bacher get the best chavrusas. He was an okay guy. He got the best chavrusas. Someone decided he must pay these people. He does this every single chavrusa told. He said, "I am going to fight." He decided he's following the guy around. He wants to see that. Is he pulling out wads of cash after he asks? Yanky, you want to learn with me? Pulls that money out. What does he do? And he watched him. And he saw he got a chavrusa. And then he watches him. He asks, yeah, got a chavrusa. And then he saw, he went and he took out his phone and he said, "Mommy, Baruch Hashem, I got a chavrusa, so you can stop babbling now. Thank you, Mommy." And then he chopped something unbelievable. Every bacher was going for a chavrusa. He was going, his mother was home, and Davin came to find good chavrusas, and he got good chavrusas. It's not like a guzma. You have to realize the koyach. Oh, obviously, your parents Davin for you, and you Davin for yourself. You have to understand, where is this koyach? Where did we learn the koyach of tefillah? That people could have a kzar din on them. That was too far. Some of you really need to take in to be mechazik yourself, because it's a tremendous, it's the key to everything. It's the key to a hatzlach in life. And remember, not just to daven after you're in a crisis and you're desperate, but to recognize before that you're hatzlacha, and everything will be with learning, with tefillah. It's a game changer. And that's the tremendous chizuk of a day of Tu B'Av.